Welcome to Wax Brasserie. I'm Barf.
Hey, and I'm Middle Marvin.
And today, we got a new album for you, In the City of Sleep.
In the City of Sleep. That'd be Fort Lauderdale? Liquordale?
You know, I really wouldn't be surprised because fucking place is pretty boring. I took like a 4-hour nap today right after work.
I wonder what that's all about.
Don't ask me, man. I don't fucking get it.
Okay, so In the City of Sleep, made by the artist, The Fever.
You got The Fever?
No, but I got The Power.
That song sucks. But whatever.
I got the power,
what the fuck,
baby.
What the fuck movie was that? Was that Boogie Nights, remember? He does that stupid scene.
But we have The Fever.
Well, I don't know. My temperature's alright for now, but...
You got The Fever.
Hey, I meant to ask you.
Yeah.
Are you into, like, 50s music at all?
Some. Elvis?
Yeah, actually, exactly. Like, because, you know, Elvis is kind
of
like that.
Rhythm of blues, quote, you know?
Well, Elvis is like rockabilly. You like that kind of stuff? Sort of like The Cramps?
I do like Elvis, but The Cramps...
You know Eddie Cochran?
Yeah, okay.
Eddie Cochran. He's all about the rockabilly. That's the kind of shit I'm thinking about.
Sure.
See, you know what I'm talking about. You like all that kind of sound? Like the whole 50s sort of vibe, that kind of thing going? Because this album we got today, The Fever, you know...
Remember like Buddy Holly?
Sure, Buddy Holly. Classic. He's almost like dead on what I'm thinking for as far as like what we're gonna hit today. Because The Fever, they grew up on rockabilly revival, like this one band I mentioned, The Cramps. But since they're not part of the revival like The Cramps were, it's sort of just influenced by them. It's not the rockin'est music you ever heard, but it's got some interesting rhythms, some interesting beats to it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I'm looking forward to this, and this album is their second album.
And just like the band we had last week, I still haven't heard it on the radio, so of course, Wax Brasserie is your place to get the newest and the most underground shit, because you know, we're hardcore like that. We ain't gonna sell out.
Absolutely.
We got big
so
penises.
If anybody has something fresh and new, please make sure you
definitely
make it our way so we can
waxyourbrass@gmail.com. So I say we go ahead and give a listen to track 4 off this album. It's called The Secret. I listened to it a little bit earlier. I thought it was pretty good.
Cool.
What do you say, Marv?
Let's bring it on.
All right, here we go. Secret, and you know what? I think that's pretty good. It's got like a dark kind of sentiment to it. I like it. If you listen really careful, you can hear the kind of the return to roots rock of it, even though it's a little louder and more ballsy than, say, you know, Buddy Holly or something like that. It's darker, obviously.
Well,
what are your impressions?
It's funny how you say that, because I don't really find any roots to Buddy Holly, but maybe lyrically might be there, but Metal Marvin doesn't listen to lyrics, so it's kind of like absent-minded there.
Why wouldn't Metal Marvin listen to lyrics? Just out of curiosity.
Metal Marvin, for example, just listens to music, the guitar, drums, whatever,
sure.
First, and then lyrics is kind of like secondary. That's just my personal thing. You know, I was never one to listen to lyrics. I was never one to listen to an album or a record or a song and be like, what's he saying? What's this song about? No,
But that's integral to the song.
Sure it is, and I'm not knocking anybody for doing that, but I personally listen to what I would call the rainbow, the color of the song. So the colors I
rainbow.
The colors I see as music. Lyrics are more like telling you what the song's about.
So let me see if I got this. You're saying it's like you should be able to say what you want to say completely through the sounds, essentially. And the lyrics are sort of like a bonus, but you should be able to get their meaning through their music itself.
That's one way of looking at it.
But see, I see it. It's like, you know what, the music should help the lyrics.
But how about in reverse? Can we somehow think of it in reverse? Just like you said it, in reverse.
I don't follow. What are you saying? Like, see, the reverse would be that the lyrics are the most important, and then the music second.
Well, it's kind of like this. If you think about a great song or a great lyric, nobody really says, wow.
But check this out. Check this out.
Whoa.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute.
See, this is becoming tradition. We did this last show.
And
go ahead and do it.
We'll continue to do it every show.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you very much. We should not forget the basics.
Oh, that's a good one.
Metal Marvin doesn't agree with Barf very often, but The Secret actually has this monotone.
Yeah,
sound to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's very, very, very simple.
It's reminiscent to Jim Mor. Jim Morrison.
Oh god, here we go. Oh god, here we go.
And,
see, the Doors are just way different, man. They're like off the charts with that psychedelic bullshit.
And it's not about the psychedelic, but it's the singing. You know, the lyrics behind the delivery of the song. And it's, forget the lyrics, what he's really actually trying to say. Let's just focus on the delivery, and I dig that.
The delivery.
And the music just kind of follows right along. It's just really one of those songs that just kind of like, yeah, it's cool. Okay, bring it on. Crank it up.
Yeah.
Do it,
see,
baby.
That's what I like about the song, and you know what you're saying about the Doors, about the delivery. See, on the delivery, I can agree with you. Because in my opinion, the Doors, for the most part, bar like two songs, maybe. The Doors are bad poetry to bad music, in my opinion. I just don't like them.
Absolutely.
But I will say, their delivery is, most of the time, second to none. Jim Morrison had a great presence. And I think The Secret, this song here, track 4 here, I think that one had a very, very good delivery. You know, it had some resonance.
It had that atmospheric edge. It sure did.
Whoa.
Well, you can't help but notice, and I will.
That was great.
I will notice
a good
and point
riff
out
there.
That is very, very reminiscent, and in fact, it sounds very like Doors. It's just
Broody, right
there when it needs to be. So,
well, what do you think? We'll go ahead and listen to another track, see what we think of them.
We definitely need to hear the rest of the album.
Alright, we'll go ahead and listen to the next one off this one. It's called Crying Wolf. This album actually has like 16 tracks, so obviously we're not going to cover them all.
That's a pretty lengthy album.
Yeah, the guy that reviewed it in the store said, you know, they take a cramps turn on this for like kind of a revival thing. And I like that. Me personally, I like
that. That's a very biased opinion.
Well, it is, but you know what? If you listen to the entire album, in my honest opinion, this band still needs to figure out where it's going. These tracks that I picked here for us to listen to, a lot of them have a similar theme, but the other tracks on the album that we probably won't get to today, it's like if you listen to the album in its entirety, you kind of don't know where they're going. Some of them sound a little bit new wave, like 80s music, and then some of them, like we're listening to, you could almost put it into the 50s and say, okay, if the 50s took a trip to the future, this is what they think they would be listening to. That's what it sounds like.
And that's a beautiful point. Secret. That's a beautiful point.
And it's really cool, but at the same time, you know, this band, I'm not sure they know what they're doing yet. I think it'll take like maybe 2 or 3 more albums before you can go, The Fever? Yeah, they sound like this. Right now, they're kind of all over the place.
And
but anyway,
here we have it, folks, from Barf.
Yeah, you know what? That's just my opinion. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and listen to track 5 off this. It's called Crying Wolf, all right? Thank you. So what do you think of that one there, Marv?
Very diverse. Very awesome. Very awesomely put. Nothing I would rock out to, but nonetheless.
Let me tell you, that kind of reminds me of like Duran Duran in a way.
It's a little bit, I would say just before, again, once again with the Doors.
A little more punky than Duran, I guess.
Yeah, they get a little bit more edgy in the punk scene in that retrospect. Right. But I would encourage the audience to listen to the whole album before making a final judgment.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it seems that they seem to be somewhat, here and there. All over the place,
yeah,
with their music theme. So again, it's a band that's very diverse. Their next track, something by the title of Bye Bye Betty Blue. The title itself is very
I like this one. I think it's a little more 50s-ish.
I
can dig it.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. The title in itself
sounds like it, right?
Sounds a little bit way back, back in time, and I really like to see what their version of this song would sound like.
All right, let's hit it.
Bye Bye Betty Blue.
Yeah, I like that one, man.
I do too.
That's my style.
That's awesome. I don't think it's your style, but I don't even know what your style is anymore.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, man. My style is
Metal
well
Marvin's
defined,
a little confused.
Man. Well
Metal
defined.
Marvin's a, hey, Metal Marvin's got something to say. He's got to say this.
We think.
That's not too bad at all.
Metal Marvin thinks that?
Yes, sir.
Why's that?
That's not too bad at all, man. I think they're onto something here. I think they're really, playing good shit. It's something that, it's reminiscent of the early 80s, something I grew up with before I was Metal Marvin. it's got,
back when you were like embryonic Marvin.
That's back when I was listening to Tears for Fears, man. The Thompson Twins,
Oh, shit.
You like it or you don't like it,
Well, you want to hear something that's really weird. This next track we're going to go with is called Pink Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
This one, it kind of follows.
Smoke.
Yeah, it kind of. It's track 14 off.
If that
one
was actually possible, that would be interesting.
Yeah, and when I heard it, I was like, Pink Smoke. And I'm trying to imagine it. I'm like, what the fuck means Pink Smoke? Or like burning cotton candy? I don't know.
That would be still burning, which would combustibly be black.
You would think, but I'm thinking about it. I'm like, pink smoke. Like if you go out and burn like a Coke bottle or some shit, it's like green or whatever. But I'm thinking like, what burns pink? Maybe like a punk rock mohawk. I don't know. But I'm trying to think, and I'm like, pink smoke. I don't get it.
A mohawk.
Yeah, because the color of the hair, man. You're killing my joke.
You burning?
No. But check it out.
What?
This pink smoke here. It's funny, when I was listening to this, the first thing that came to my head was actually Nine Inch Nails, right?
Oh, a 10 hook!
Yeah, and I'm telling you, and when I'm listening to it, I'm like, what kind of industrial is this?
Trent Reznor type of thing, huh?
Yeah, it's very interesting. You're gonna love this, man.
Whoa,
I know you're
Metal
into
Marvin.
Nine Inch Nails.
Yes,
I know it.
Metal Marvin is
but
nice
check this out, man. When I'm listening to it, I'm like, what is this? It's like a,
that's
it's
ironic,
like a,
isn't it?
It's like a trash industrial. It's the weirdest thing you've ever heard. It's like industrial, but they did it with like garbage can lids. It's weird. Anyway, I think you're gonna dig this.
Bring it on, brother.
Check it out.
Crank it. Thank you.
Honestly, I think this music is a little bit weird, man. Trash industrial, that's what I gotta say about it.
So do I.
It's extremely something that Metal Marvin would not agree upon. However, Pink
as
Smoke.
In agree upon as in like you wouldn't have it in your collection, but at the same time you're digging it.
However, I'm digging it very hard. Very hardcore.
You know what? I gotta say something before we go on.
Could be the Coronas.
They got the industrial influence, but they're using like this very junk kind of trashy sound. Where it sounds like they're like banging pots together and shit to make
really,
that
industrial.
It's
not really
sound.
Trashy. It's more like by today's standards, standard beat. You know, it's more like.
No, but I mean, what they're using to express the sound has a very trashy kind of sound. It sounds a lot like. You know, just metal bashing.
No,
metal.
The New
Fever's
doing something.
Very
the New Fever's doing something with their music that it's not done very often. Like,
I just want to say, Metal Marvin here seems to have an uncanny ability to know when our fucking camera is gonna do its automatic 1 minute per show shot, whatever the fuck it is. Anyway, he seems to like know how to make the perfect move, and he sits there and he does this whole serpent thing. And it's really great because, you know, he makes the move, and he makes it in plenty of time, so he's got time to set up. Whereas I, like, turn around, and I got, like, a half-dumbass, half-surprised look with, like, stupid, you know, jazz fingers going. And, you know, I look kind of
I'd just like to point out that one day maybe Punk Barfinger will figure it out. The Fever. I'm digging it. Metal Marvin's digging. It's not something I would buy all the time before I, you know, get laid or anything. But, you know...
So I don't get laid, so I don't have a problem. My hands hurt.
That's deep.
But I think definitely the retro feel is there. I'm tying it more to the 50s. Marvin sees the psychedelic connection. That's cool. Damn, you're fucking amazing at that, you know? Like, literally...
Yes, I know I am. I'm
that
always
fucking
amazing.
That camera has to be flashing a fucking beep. There's no way you're that good. There's no way. I don't buy it.
I'm a smart genius.
Right.
Everybody
as opposed
knows
to dumb
that...
geniuses that are walking all over. But we're going to go ahead and listen to one more track. Track number 15, second to last, Mr. Baby. This will be our last one for the evening.
Mr. Baby, bring it on.
So that was Mr. Baby. What do you think?
I don't know. That track is a little bit out there. Just like the rest
I
of the
I think it rocks, man. It's got some beat to it.
Metal Marvin's not feeling it. It's just It's not metal enough. It's not groovy enough.
As always, the fucking metalheads got a bash.
You know, it reminds me of the, what are you doing? What's happening there?
What?
It's hard to describe. What?
See, people, this is what I'm saying. Metalheads, the second it gets something to be more than they can handle, they don't know what to do. Because, you know, it's when those notes get separated that they're not doing chords.
Yeah,
that
but
are,
if
you know,
could explain to me what's really happening here. And then
hey, man, they're rocking it. They're rocking it.
Rocking what exactly?
I don't know.
Simple 1-2-1-2? Come on, get out of here.
What's the matter with that?
1-2-1-2 is not going to work.
What's the matter with 1-2-1-2? You know, you can rock anything.
Hey, listen, you can rock anything as long as you have it. This one's not it.
You know what I think, though? This guy, Steve Rivede, or whatever his name is, the producer. I like his hi-hats on this. I found that, for instance, the track, the first one we listened to, The Secret, and then Crying Wolf. This whole album, it had the feeling like it was like a freight train.
It's like a Jim Morrison type of thing.
Get the fuck out of here with Jim Morrison already. I'm telling you, man, like, if you listen to it, the music, everything sounds like a freight train. It's just like, if you listen to the guitars, man, they're like driving. And if you listen to the hi-hats, it sounds like these like little steam valves letting
listen,
out.
Listen, if
like,
you want to talk about drive guitar,
dude,
I can drive a guitar. Metal Marble can drive one.
But we ain't reviewing you, are we? We're not reviewing you.
I'm just not following you.
Hey, man,
you.
Where's your demo?
Let's go. Oh, it's good. It's soon to come out, please.
Soon to come out?
Yes. Bye-bye, Betty Blue.
Bye-bye, Betty Blue. That was a good one. I did
that
like that.
That was a really good
track. I would
track.
Say that was my favorite track. I think we'd have to be in agreement here. And if the world could see me and Metal Marvin here are shaking
Woo!
Hands.
This is the world's
Metal
first.
Marvin
we're
makes peace
we're
with the third
it
world.
The
it's UNICEF. It's United Nations. We're all about this.
We're going to have to put this on the website.
We found an even ground to match on. You know,
Jim
we got our notes.
Punk?
Jim Morrison was not punk. Jim Morrison was a bad poet. And not only that, but he put it to bad music. And you know, that's like an unforgiving. As a matter of fact, I think that's a cardinal sin in the Catholic Church. The church has standards for
the
rockers.
Pope.
The Pope is of an avid record collector. I've talked to him. And he said, you know, if you don't put out good
records...
I knew he was
all about rock.
Well, he's German. He's German. And
because,
you know, they got that big metal scene there.
Yes. I knew he was. I saw it.
He grew up on classic...
I could tell.
He grew up on classic, like, 40s Nazi rock. That's amazing. Fucking Metal Marvin here. He predicts the fucking camera. I swear to God, he's counting
down. I can only
predict
the weather. Wouldn't that be great?
Anyway, Pope Benedict, you know, he told me. He's like, you know, Morrison, we gave him several opportunities. What did he do? He died. So you know what? What he put out is what we have
to judge
him on. I
don't like Benedict. I think he's just full of crap, man.
That might be, but that doesn't mean Morrison isn't a bad poet.
Don't you think he's just fucking full of crap?
Sure, but that doesn't mean Morrison isn't a bad poet.
Don't you think?
And I'm sorry, but I think Benedict's on the nail on that one.
I have to disagree, because if he's full of crap, what else is he full of crap of?
I'm just saying, Jim Morrison blows ass.
Whoa.
Not completely, but he definitely licked a few ass hairs in his time.
The Fever here,
I would say the Fever rocks much more than the Doors ever did.
Never. I don't think so.
Yeah, I could probably catch a lot of shit for that one.
And I think you will, because you know why? Because they're just not there.
I just want to take the opportunity to say, you know, I retract my last statement. I've got a thing with the Doors where I just haven't ever liked them.
You trying to catch yourself?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like I appreciate the Doors. I like them and all, but I don't know. I've just never been a big fan, so I kind of go out of my way to make a point of saying that they're not that great when they really are, but I'm just not into them.
Metal Marvin in the house.
But anyway... We're running out of time, so we're going to go ahead and cut to our next segment. Wait a minute, what am I talking about? We don't have time for that. Running near half an hour already. Alright kids, stay classy. We'll see you next time. Bye.